Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface in the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on, man?
I'm doing good this morning, Neil. Today's show is entitled Mainstream Media's Misinformation Campaign Against Ivermectin. Now, mainstream media has incorrectly insinuated that ivermectin is purely a veterinarian drug that could be dangerous to humans. CNN falsely stated that talk show host took a horse dewormer to get over his COVID. Rogan recently interviewed CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, getting him to admit that CNN had lied. The FDA started the horse dewormer fallacy based on a single Mississippi Health Department report that said 70% of poison control calls were related to veterinarian ivermectin. It was actually 70% of all ivermectin-related calls, six in all, four of which were about accidental use of ivermectin in livestock. Overall, these calls made up only 2% of all poison control calls. Now, a total of 20 deaths worldwide have been linked to ivermectin since 1992. Now, compare that safety profile with remdesivir, the primary drug used in hospitals across the United States, for COVID-19. Since the spring of 2020, VigiAccess has received 7,491 adverse events in all attributed to remdesivir, including 560 deaths, 550 serious cardiac disorders, and 475 acute knee injuries. Now, that's since 2020, 560 deaths, but worldwide only 20 deaths since 1992 for ivermectin. Wow, what a difference. Now, Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson has issued a legal opinion on the off-label use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. According to this legal opinion, healthcare providers in Nebraska can legally prescribe these medications for off-label use for the treatment of COVID, provided they have informed consent from the patient. The only cause for disciplinary action are failure to obtain informed consent, deception, and or prescribing excessively high doses. In early September 21, Oklahoma's KFOR News ran a falsified story about emergency rooms being overrun with patients who had overdosed on horse ivermectin. Other mainstream media followed suit, all incorrectly referring to ivermectin as a dangerous veterinarian drug. In the real world, ivermectin is a human drug that has been safely used by, get this, 7 billion, with a B, people since the early 1990s. In 2016, three scientists received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for their discovery of ivermectin against parasitic infections in humans. It also is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medications. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever to disparage ivermectin as a horse dewormer that only a loony person would consider taking. yet that's what mainstream media has done, virtually without exception. When podcast host Joe Rogan revealed he had treated his bout of COVID with ivermectin and other remedies, fully recovering in only 3 days, NPR reported Rogan had taken ivermectin, a deworming veterinarian drug that is formulated for use in cows and horses, adding that the Food and Drug Administration is urging people to stop ingesting the medication, saying animal doses of the drug can cause nausea, vomiting, and other problems. CNN, among others, also reported on Rogan's use of the, quote, horse dewormer. In mid-October 21, Rogan interviewed CNN medical correspondent Sanjay Gupta, grilling him on why CNN would outright lie about his use of ivermectin. Gupta finally relents and agrees that ivermectin should not be called a horse dewormer. When asked, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied about me taking horse dewormer? Gupta replied, they shouldn't have said that. When asked why they would lie about such an important medical issue, Gupta replied, I don't know. Gupta also admits that he never asked why they did it, even though he's their top medical correspondent. While CNN and mainstream media are certainly at fault for spreading disinformation here, they got the idea from a supposedly reputable source, the FDA. In an August 21 tweet, the FDA linked to an agency article warning against the use of ivermectin, saying, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Now, why is the mainstream media so opposed to using ivermectin? Well, there's a number of reasons, but this agenda that they have, a disinformation and everything, needs to be talked about, needs to be corrected. The Mississippi report was the start of it, but it was a false report. And we have information from Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, the FLCCC, a group of physicians and journalists formed in April of 2020 that has advocated for various treatments of COVID-19, including ivermectin and other drugs and vitamins. The group is founded by Dr. Paul E. Merrick and Dr. Pierre Corey. Their website is, and write this down, www.covid19criticalcare.com. You can find out about their iMask Plus treatment profile there and get a copy from their website. This tells you dosage, schedules, and is very informative, both for prophylactic use of ivermectin and for use if you have tested positive for the disease. It is centered around ivermectin, a well-known FDA-approved antiparasite drug that has been used successfully for more than four decades. Yes, that's 40 years it's been used successfully. And ivermectin is one of the safest drugs known. It's on the WHO's list of essential medicines and has been given 3.7 billion times around the globe and has won the Nobel Peace Prize. There is a program for prophylaxis and also for early treatment. Of note here, and this is very important, there is a state region in northern India, where over 240 million individuals, compare that with the population of the United States, the government, which started an intensive program of ivermectin use. And now, as a result of all their people getting ivermectin, there are no Corona 19 cases in their region. Compare that with what's happening in the United States, where ivermectin is not used. Now, ivermectin can be prescribed legally off-label in the United States for the treatment of COVID-19, but there is still pushback from national media, from governmental agencies, from public health, all of which don't want to see this drug being used, which could wipe out COVID-19. So get this information to all your friends. Have them come to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. Don't use spaces or capitals. And try to get this information out, because we have a drug that is safe, that's been used over 3.4 billion times without incidents of any significance. And it can take care of the pandemic. And that's my report for today.
All right. You know, it's just terrible to see when a situation where the media lies just for an agenda for Big Pharma. It's a shame. And that even the media will put out on Facebook and different things what Dr. Sanjay Gupta didn't say in a soundbite versus the whole interview that Joe Rogan did. Isn't that a shame, Wynn?
Well, it's a shame, and it's being done by all these people who have a lot of money, and they want to make a lot more money by giving people these vax shots that can kill them, that will kill them. And they've got something that's safe as opposed to something that is unsafe. They got something that's cheap as opposed to something that Big Pharma is going to make billions and billions of dollars on. And they don't care that our people, our American population, is going to die as a result of it. It really makes me mad.
Well, Wynn, it was a great interview. It's just the kind of thing I think about. Great information. The feedback that I get from the information, we go out to syndication to our 5 million people a week and a million people that listen to this program, plus your podcast. It's the longest running addiction podcast. And then Truth Just Below the Surface, the explosion of people just wanting to listen to information that's not out there. It's fantastic. You can provide that information, and it's fantastic. We can bring it to our mainstream audience on the Neil Haley Show as well. So I appreciate it, Wynn, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Let me say one other thing, Neil.
Sure.
We had a guest last 2 weeks ago, Dr. Robert Young, who is a world renowned expert on blood, and he microscopically looks at blood and sees what's happening to it as a result of the back shots. And his program alone got over 1,000 downloads just from my podcast on one distributor in a 2-week period. That's unbelievable. People want to know this information. They can go to the podcast and hear his program that's almost 1,000 people in a 2-week period listen to. Is something worth hearing.
And I think it's also when it's the ability to have that out there in so many different aspects as well, with the promotion, people really are tuning into your podcast to get the information as it continues to grow. And congratulations on the success. And that's why you need to partner with Neil Haley. And as Whitney, if you have a podcast out there and you're looking, you definitely need to contact me, because if bringing radio syndication can change your podcast for life. So appreciate it, Wynn, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was the Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and Neil Haley Show. Take care.